Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1 through 14. The very reason I encourage you to open his book is because the Word became life. And God has left us a footprint in the earth through the written pages, that we may be introduced to the living Word. I'm Dr. Faye, and today is your another faith-based Word of God, your intentional broadcast. As we continue our journey today in the discovery as to why it is so important for us to open the book, to get into the Word of God, to begin to understand why this Bible has been the book that has caused such hatred and animosity among religions and among cultic practices, and hatred even among politicians. People abhor those who carry the Bible, who teach from the Bible, who speak from the Bible. We must remember that that's the same demonic force that was in the earth that crucified our Lord and Savior, but it never crucified the Word. Because this very book says, though heaven and earth will pass away, not one jot, not one thing written will ever pass away from this holy book. Although there are many religions in the world and many teach it from their own belief systems, the Word in its purity has maintained its integrity. And through the revelation knowledge of this Word, God is launching a revolution on the inside of the seeds of God, the sons of God, which is not a gender word. It is a state of being word from the inside out, the Son of God in the earth. There's a revolution for the Word of God to be rebirthed in the hearts and minds of those who have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Once you have confessed Him as Lord and Savior, that's your life game changer. Things shift. You're no longer the same. You're no longer a child of Satan, a child of the devil. You are a child of God. And that's our heart's desire, my heart's desire for every one of you who are listening right now, whenever it may be, that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For in so doing, as we read from St. John 1 through 14, you have received life. For that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word that was in the beginning, that was God. And all things were created by that Word. For in Genesis 1, it says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And as we go through those days, we discover through those days that God spoke the world into existence. When He said, "Let there be light," light appeared. That's the power of the Word of God. To speak it out of your mouth into the atmosphere, into the world. And I know that there are many who say, "Well, I just affirm, I make positive statements about my life, and that makes me feel good. I set my intention, and I make positive statements, and that's great. That's wonderful." However, I want you to know that author, that statement came, that origin is from the Word of God. The "I am" statements are from the Word of God. When God spoke to Moses and He said to tell Pharaoh that I am, has sent you. Because whatever I am, I am. I be many things. I am that. For the word "I am," and we'll have to teach on that, it signifies, it's a verb, it signifies there's an active, living, breathing being manifesting in this present moment. Scientists and philosophers, as well as theologians, have sought the answers to life questions for thousands of years. And for over 2,000 years, it has been given in the New Testament, the covenant, the Word of God, over 2,000 years since the birth, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The answers to such questions: what is the purpose of life? Where did I come from? Is there life after death? How do I get to heaven? Why is the world full of evil? Why do I struggle to do good? Why am I hated so much in spite of the fact that I do good? The Bible is a very practical book, giving practical advice. Yet there's deep revelation hidden in that practicality. How can I be a good parent? How can I be a good child of God? How can I be a good Christian? What is success, and how do I achieve it? How can I change my life? How can I get off of drugs? How can I stop this abuse of my wife? How can I stop all of my drug addictions, both prescribed and street? What really matters in my life? How can I avoid looking back and being regretful? How can I avoid feeling spirits of rejection and hopelessness? How can I avoid having a spitter of bitterness lodged in my soul that feeds cancer? How can I stop the madness going on in my soul? There are answers in the Bible. And I know people will say, "I didn't know all of that was written in the text." It is indeed written in the text. Why do you think the devil wants you to stop reading it?
He doesn't want you getting to the answer book. Maybe that's a better title for this message, but then nobody would have got it. The answer book. It is the answer book. That open book, that black book, whether it's black or red or whatever color your Bible may be, whether it's in your device, your iPad, your iPhone. There are answers to your life written in those pages. Regardless of what is going on in your world, my friend, there is an answer. Somebody say, shout it out loud. The Bible has an answer. It is a unique and it is the holy book. It does not merely give moral teaching. It gives directive teaching. It gives standard teaching. It gives life questions. It gives answers to life questions. It'll tell you that your sins are forgiven. It'll tell you in Luke 6 and 38 that if you give, it's given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that men will give unto your bosom. Even as our broadcast, Intentional, is sponsored by America Out Loud, which is one of the top-rated radio networks around the world and growing exponentially because of the presence and power of God upon Malcolm and others that are working diligently to get messages of hope out there to the world, to change the way people think, to shift your so-called realities, to help you find your destiny, to find your purpose. You may not agree with every host, but find the one that resonates with you, and especially join me here to ignite your faith, to make you go back and look again at the way that you're living your life, because it has to be a life from the inside out. And this text helps you to navigate these waters of life that you have been trying to navigate independently of him, and it's not working for you. You may be putting on a front. You may be going out there and said, oh, life is so rosy peachy, but inside you're hurting. You're dying inside. There's pain. Your heart is breaking. You're devastated. But you don't want anybody to know, because you put on this facade for so long, and you're the happy couple, or you're the happy person, you're the happy business owner. But inwardly, there are struggles that you don't have answers for. I am just here to be a voice of reasoning in the madness of the seasons, to tell you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that there is a treasure within your reach. And if you get a hold of it, it'll get a hold of you, and it'll revolutionize your life. I promise you it will. It will not leave you disappointed or devastated. It will bring hope to the hopeless. It'll build up your faith and encourage you. And it'll answer the questions that scientists have sought to answer for eons. It'll answer the question that you are forgiven. You'll discover in John 3 and 16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life, would not come to death, doom, and gloom, but you will have a life that will ignite, that will be everlasting life, and it will be a separate life from the life that your mama and your daddy brought into the world. It will be the life that your father brought into the world. As we taught in our series, our Father's DNA series, that was taught right here, Unintentional, that you can take a hold of that message and watch it just revitalize and move your life, revolutionize your life in every area, from your finances to your relationships to the way you think and breathe and walk in your everyday waking, walking, talking life. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is the Word made flesh. He came, the Word. And Matthew chapter 4, we see Jesus being led up of the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And as he went into that experience, we find that the tempter tempted him. The devil said, if you be the Son of God, you command that these stones be turned to bread, because after 40 days he was hungry. Wouldn't you be? The Son of God was hungry. But he wasn't out there as the Son of God. He was there as the Son of Man. He was all God, robed inside of all man. He was Jesus Christ. The Christ was within. And he was Christ Jesus from heaven to earth. He was Jesus Christ from earth to heaven. There was nothing missing and nothing broken in him. In the wilderness, as the Son of Man, he was speaking as the Son of God. Did you get that? Although the Son of Man, he was speaking from the place of Son of God when he said, "It is written." Man shall not, the devil tempted him and said, "If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." And he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus spoke those words. And since Jesus spoke those words, shouldn't we all gather around to find out what the word of God is that we're supposed to live by, that we should live by, because Jesus said it? Yeshua Messiah Adonai said, if you live, you've got to live by the word of God. And then the devil showed him all the kingdoms of this world. And he said, if you will just bow down and worship me. This may be out of sequential order, but never the chronological order, but never, nevertheless. He said, if you be the Son of God, he said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world if you'll just bow down and worship me. Jesus says, no. Now here comes the word up again. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shall thou serve. Thou shalt have no other God before him. Him only shall I serve. This is God. Each time the devil spoke, the word of God inside of Jesus spoke. Yes, yes, and yes. He took him to a pinnacle on a mountain, and he said, of a high place, and he said, if you fall down, the angels will get hold, will keep you from falling. And he was referring to Psalms 91, and Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I'm not going to jump off this high place and then say, well, God will catch me. They tried to do that to him on the cross and said, just call the angels, one of the thieves says, and they'll come get you. He said, I'm not doing that either, because that's not my purpose for being here. My point is this. You can go back and read that in Matthew 4, but the point is this. Since Jesus is the Word made flesh, and the Word spoke the Word out of the Word. Hello, somebody. Amen, church. And the Word spoke the Word out of the Word. Then we should be speaking the Word. Nothing else is going to satisfy. Nothing else is going to change our lives but the Word of God. These are the answers to life questions hidden right here in plain sight in this book of life here on earth. I'll be back with more of the power of the word of God that's within your hands. Open the book, ladies and gentlemen.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Those who say that the Bible has errors have their ears closed to the truth. Jesus demonstrated through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John the accuracy of text. He referred to the old covenant and referred to the kingdom of God. He showed people that the historicals, the prophets, the kings, the books of Psalms, he referred to Isaiah, he referred to Moses, he referred to Abraham, he referred to those who had lived before him in body, but he said, before Abraham was, I am. He spoke of our sins being forgiven, which is what causes so many people to stumble, because they feel guilty, they feel ashamed. They blame others for their downfalls. We've coined phrases out in our secular society because we don't know the spiritual meaning. They don't know the spiritual meanings and how to navigate those waters. So science and medical science and scholars have coined phrases and new words have emerged because we don't know what to do with the devil. So we call it a dysfunctional family when it's a family that's being led away from God and just need to return to Jesus. Yes, yes, and yes. So that your abnormal becomes spiritual normal. It is our Father who will set the house in order. It is not us. Men cannot be the priest of their home without having to submit to the priest of life, Jesus Christ, the high priest. Women don't know how to surrender to their families unless they surrender to God. How can these things be? Thank God for Dr. Phil and Dr. This and Dr. Oz and all of these great television shows that have reached out to help masses of people. We celebrate their accomplishments. We celebrate what they've been able to do. But the eternal work can only be done for those who have turned their hearts toward Jesus. It doesn't make a good talk show for secular television usually, but I believe that's shifting. Well, we can bring the testimonials of the glory of God to the face of the earth so that people can see that God is doing a work with people in such a short period of time that lives are changing. And it didn't cost massive amounts of money for it to shift, because the presence and power of God is available to everyone. I teach this and I maintain my position that if what you're teaching or preaching is not available to everyone at zero cost, then it is not God. Hello, somebody. Amen, church. I mean that. I don't mean that people should not monetize on their products and services. That's not what I mean. But I mean, if what you're carrying is not available to everyone, then it is not God. That's why I teach and preach whole foods, organic foods. They're great if you can get them. But don't make that your God. Don't make a supplement your God. Don't think reduce God to a bottle. Don't reduce God to a green or purple vegetable. Don't reduce God to that. Because everything is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. There are people who can't get to a whole food store, that can't get to organic food. There are desert towns that don't have access to a marketplace. And whatever comes out of the ground, they have to feed their family. So you're trying to tell me that God would look over them and they're just going to have poor health issues because they can't get to the store? That's a lie. That is not true. That's not my God. The one who spoke the worlds into existence is able to keep his people. When we turn to God, and I'm bold enough to tell you, when we turn to God and we begin to surrender it all to him, and let me tell you something, people who eat organic food die as well as those that don't. People who eat whole foods die like those who don't. At the end of the day, honey, you got to go by the grave. And so don't worship the food. Don't worship your supplements. Don't push your supplement as an answer to all. There are some great ones out there. There should let your medicine be your food and your food your medicine, and you pray over all of it. Because the word of God is the only thing that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He said his word runs very swiftly. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of thine diseases. These are powerful truths that are hidden right there in plain sight. And as you learn to navigate these waters through the word of God, you'll find that your world will begin to shift. It will begin to change. Yes, and not only yours, but the poorest of the poorest will have same access. And the wealthiest of the wealthiest will have the same access to the same God. Isn't that wonderful how the word will bridge the gap between the two? The word doesn't see color. The word doesn't see gender. The word doesn't see your bank account. The word is the word. When you tell people that they have to eat this or they're going to and preach fear, that's fear-based. Fear-based to tell people if you don't take these supplements and you don't eat this way, then this disease is going to take over your body. That's a lie. The word of God is your food. The word of God is your benefit package. The word of God is your medicine. It shall be health to your flesh. Yes, the word of God will build you up and encourage you. The word of God will change your world. That's what it's supposed to do. When you receive Jesus Christ, know by faith that there was no sickness in Jesus' body. There was no poverty in his life. When he needed to pay taxes, he told his disciples to go and you'll find a fish, get the coin out of the fish's mouth. When he needed transportation, he told his disciples to go find a man, find a coat tied. And if anybody asks you what you're doing, untying that coat, you tell them that the master had need of it. The word of God is powerful. It'll call into existence everything that you need. The Bible, the millions of authors in the world, nobody has outmatched the word of God, and nobody can eradicate or nullify the power that's written in the book. Dr. Faye, you sound like you're on a crusade, perhaps. I don't know. I just know that if we don't read his Bible and we don't speak what's in that Bible, everything you're doing is in vain. Everything you're doing is in vain. In 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Have time for daily meditation and daily devotion in the word of God. I teach our people on Wednesday mornings where we meet at 6:30. Read at least 3 chapters a day and then have your go-to chapter. Mine is Psalms 91. I read that every day, flying or whatever, sitting, whatever, reading Psalms 91. And then 3 chapters out of another book, a minimum. You can read more, but a minimum. Learn to listen to the voice of God through reading his word. Many people have the question, how do I hear God? Open his book. Yes, yes, and yes. You read other books, and before you've met any, if you ever met an author, you met their book first. Yes? So meet his book, and then you'll meet him. You'll begin to have this relationship with him. You'll begin to build this relationship with him. You'll no longer feel isolated, tormented, terrorized by demonic spirits at night. Some of you can't sleep at night because the devil is plaguing your world. You don't know when you had a good night's rest. That's not God. That's satanic, and it's very, very meaning of satanic, to drain you of your rest, to drain you of nourishment and nutrition, to drain you. I believe that we do what we have access to. And whatever you have access to, you pray over. You pray over your rest. You pray, and God will turn 3 hours of sleep into a body that feels like it slept 8 hours. Have you ever experienced that? Yes, yes, and yes, I have many times. And that means that it's not demonic, that you're not tossing and turning in your sleep, that you awake, rejuvenated, revived, excited about your day, because you know that you've gotten the proper rest. In today's world, with sophisticated technology and all of the scientific breakthroughs, it's sometimes so easy for people to get distracted in this natural world But only the word of God can bring you back. It can bring you back to a sound mind. It can bring you back to a peaceful place. It can bring you back to a place in a state of joy and a merry heart that does good like a medicine. Yes, yes, and yes. Whatever the need may be, there is power in the presence of the word of God. We should read and study the Bible because God does not change. Just because natural circumstances begin to be shift around and become unstable and not dependable anymore, undependable. God remains constant. Our sins were forgiven. They're still forgiven. When we turn around and away from or turn away from whatever it is that's pulling us away from him, he forgives us. And he washes us and he makes us clean and he puts it into a sea of forgiveness that he'll never bring it back up. He'll never accuse us again. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The word of God is what we live by. To meditate on the word of God, it gives us a place to find an answer, to bring peace to a troubled mind. You have children that are out there in the world and you don't know where your teenagers are at night, and they seem to be just faltering, not even understanding their own direction or seem to be seeking for something. I'm talking to somebody here today. The word of God has an answer. And you say, Dr. Faye, I've been praying, I've been crying, and it doesn't seem like things are moving. Darling, that's not enough. You're not praying targeted prayers. You're not praying specific prayers. And I will take time right here in this teaching, in these teachings, to teach you how to pray targeted prayers so that your life will become more fruitful than futile. Fruitful, more fruitful than futile. So that you will begin to build up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Praying righteous prayer. It's been said, and I saw it on a church marquee not too long ago, where it had, you know, faith, no word, no faith, no power. No word, no faith, no power. And when we are complete without power, completely powerless, there is nothing we can do but lie there and just forgive up. But when you're feeling empowered, you can speak to mountains, darling, and they will have to dissipate. They cannot stay, because God will cause the power of his word to be reignited in you. The more you say it, the more you see it. It'll begin to cause those things that have been bombarding your soul and causing you depression and oppression to be obliterated. And they'll no longer be an obstacle, but an opportunity to go to your next step in life, to take that next step. That next piece of the puzzle has been put in place, and now you can move forward because you've been stuck in that place for far too long. You've been stuck there, and you're not known how to get out of that rut, how to get out of that place and regain your momentum. Some of you may own companies and your company is in a rut, and you don't know how to move it forward. You don't know how to get out of that place because you have been searching answers from every direction, but it was right there within you. It was right there in plain sight. It was in the Bible. And God was calling you to stop what you were doing to come to see what he was doing. You were so busy doing your own thing that you didn't stop to see what he wanted you to do. I've been there, done that. And there comes a moment you have to say, oh, wait a minute. I've got to turn around. I've got to turn. And do it God's way. I've got to turn and do what God wants me to do, because when I do it his way, whoa, things change. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Life begins to work better. Oh, it doesn't mean that there's a drastic change on the outside immediately. So I'm not taking you down that path to promise you, oh, magic. No. It's not magic, but it will be a miracle. And the presence and power of God will begin to manifest manifest in your everyday life. I wrote a little tune some years ago. It's not magic, it's a miracle. That's what will happen in your life. Things will begin to shift. Your attitude will change. Your atmosphere will change. And there are answers for your life written in the text. And he is saying to you, my friend, come on, come on, pick up the book. If you don't own one, you have a phone, you have an iPad, you have a computer, it's right there. Just Google Bible and they'll come up. You have an electronic Bible. You can go to YouTube. You can listen to it at night. There are men reading the Bible on YouTube, and you will hear their voice, and you can sleep with a subliminal tone. Bring it down to a tone where you can't quite make out the words unless you strain to listen. That's the best way to describe it. But yet your spirit, the spirit being, will pick that up. You'll still be listening. You'll still be hearing it, and it will begin to transform your life. And he will create in you a joy that you've never known, a peace that passes understanding. He will fill your heart with love for those who hate you. He'll shift your attitude about life. And you'll stop being so trite and dismissing people and berating people and being harsh and cruel. Love. The love that he is will begin to take complete control of your life, darlings. And you'll never no more be the same, because Jesus Christ, the word of the living God that was alive and gave his life, is now manifesting in your heart and in your mind. You are a jewel. And he wants to show you his goodness. He wants to show you his grace, his mercy, his love. He wants to take you out of that sticky place into a glorious, wonderful, moving, vibrating revelation, place of revelation, that your life is on go, is on charge, is empowered, you're in motion, and you are not looking back. You are full speed ahead, with the glory of God manifesting in your everyday life. I'm Dr. Fay. I'll be back after this prayer pause. Every book informs, but the Bible is the only book that transforms your life. God's word is unstoppable. People have tried to burn it, and they did. Bury it, and they did. Crucify, persecute people because they read the Bible, make fun, mock people because they read the Bible. Yet it is still being preached, and it will continue to be preached because God's hand is upon it, and he will not let anyone keep it out of this earth. It communicates God's power. And when you speak the word of God, it brings the will of God to pass in your life. For God's word and his will are the same, are one. So when you speak it, you are speaking the will of God into being in your life. And there are people who will pray, I want the will of God in my life. And he is saying to you, open the book, and you will see that the will of God is in what you say. And to manifest that, you continue to speak the word. In Mark chapter 4, which is one of my favorite passages of scripture when it comes to the word of God, there's a parable in the word of God. And when you apply yourself to any scripture, it'll create a harvest of a guaranteed future. But you must continue to speak the word of God. In Mark chapter 4, it says, the sower sows the word. That the kingdom of God is like that sower that sows the word. And he puts the seed in the ground. And it says, so it's the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. So Jesus used parables. That means they're everyday understanding of things. He brought those things, used those things to teach them about kingdom of God principles. So this is in Mark chapter 4, and look at verse 14, 26, 29, and around 32. The word of God is the seed. So whatever we need, God said and provided it for us before the foundations of the world. That there are benefits to reading the Bible. You want to know how to raise your children? Look in the word of God. The word of God has creative power, that when you speak it out of your mouth, it will bring things to pass. The Bible says that the word was made flesh, as we read about in St. John chapter 1 and 14. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So when we speak the word out of our mouths, we are making it flesh. We are making it a natural thing. We are bringing it out of the spirit into the natural. So I wanted you to get that point. Okay, sometimes I get excited about these things. So I wanted to kind of slow it down so that you could really get this message today. St. John said that we speak it, it's made, the word became flesh. So when we speak the word, it is coming forward and it's becoming the natural thing that we need. As he did in the beginning, God spoke. And it became a natural thing. He said, let there be light, and it became light. Psalms 119 and 130 says, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So it gives light. It brings illumination, so you're no longer stuck. Because when you have light, you're no longer wandering in the darkness. Darkness is another word for darkness is ignorance of something. Ignorance of something. So you're no longer ignorant of things. You God will give you clarity. He will give you an answer. He'll give you understanding. And even if you don't get all understanding, let me tell you what you will get. You will get the peace of God that passes understanding. Amen. Isn't that good? You will gain the peace of God that passes understanding to keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You will be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord and the word of the Lord, because they will be one. You will be focused in on what God wants you to do rather than what man wants you to do. And Psalms 119, yes, the entrance of his word gives light. And in Psalms 119 and 105, because that's the longest Psalms, it says the word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So if you want to get unstuck, get to the word. You've got to walk it out through the word. If you want your life on go, you want your life moving in the flow of God, then get the word of God on it. He will give you word on it. The more of God's word you receive, the more light you have to see where you're going, the more clarity you'll have about your destiny and about your purpose. You'll no longer feel in la la land. You'll no longer feel like you're drifting through life. Your life will become purposeful. Your days will become purposeful. You will have an itinerary or of things to do and places to go and people to see that will be God sanctioned and God ordained. And at the end of your day, you will hear God say, you've done well. And I mean end of your everyday. Yes. Without light, we can't see. We have no directions. There is no day that light will, that there is no day that God will not be available to you to give you light in. If you're not prospering, or you feel stagnated, or you feel the heaviness and the weight of the world upon your shoulder, go to the word in Jesus' name. In 1 Peter 1 and 22, it teaches us that the word is seed. He says, we've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Isn't that enough to want to read it? Knowing that Jesus was the word made flesh and that Jesus himself spoke the word to Satan and Satan had to lead him. had to go. That should be enough. But in case it's not enough, you know that the word of God lives and abides forever, because the word is alive. When we speak it, those words are life. Yes, the word that became flesh. Every scripture of God carries a life force. It carries impact. And I know people argue not everything was written in the Bible, and we know that's true, and not all of the books are actually in the 66 books. We know that that's true. 39 Old Testament, 27 new books in the New Testament, total of 66. We know that. But what I am saying to you, that regardless of that, which regardless of trying to spend your time, spending so much time disproving something, take a look-see in this book and find yourself. And when you're looking for it to try to find out what's wrong with it, you're going to find out what's right with it. People are wasting a lot of energy on negativity instead of just digging in and finding the grace of God written in these pages, so that you too can learn that the words that you speak are forming your world around you. God's word imparts great wisdom to us. If you have a problem and you're in the word and you're just thinking, I need the wisdom of God. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3 and 15, he said that from a child, you've known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. So the Bible will give you wisdom. Christ is our wisdom. So you read and you learn how to navigate. You have a difficult situation that you're facing, a difficult business decision, and you're struggling with it. You don't know if to merge your company or stay solo. You don't know what to do. The word of God will lead you, will tell you what to do. And Psalms 119, back to my reference, and you take time to read Psalms 119. It's like three chapters in one all by itself. But Psalms 119, 98 through 99 says, Thou through thy commandments, this is from the KJV, the King James Version, thou through thy commandments, word has made me wiser than mine enemies. But they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies are my meditation. How could the psalmist say that? Because the psalmist was spending time in the word of God. In Psalms 1, he says, meditate upon the word of God day and night. He that meditate upon the word of God day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever he does will prosper. Wow, wow, wow. That you can meditate on the word of God and prosperity will break forth. Yes. He'll bring you out of that stucky place of thinking that you're going to be poor always, or living from paycheck to paycheck. And thank God it's Friday. What's that all about? You get to retire for 2 days to go and go be depressed for five more. God doesn't want you living like that. He wants you living from a place of joy and happiness and peace. Yes, he does. Well, everybody's going to have trouble sometimes. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you've got to be troubled about it. Does that make sense, or does that make sense? Mm-hmm. God's word will bring us. God's word will bring us peace. In Psalms 119 and 165, which is one of my favorite lines, it says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." The people who have embedded themselves in the word have become so empowered that it doesn't matter what you say to them, doesn't matter what you do to them, they are empowered enough to stand the ground in the word. Isaiah 26 and 3, another favorite, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. You need peace in your life today. Go to Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord God, our peace. And when he's present in your life, there's a peace. You can smile in your heart when the whole world has frowns and are upset. You'll be sitting in peace. Jeremiah 15 and 16 says, your words were found, and I did eat them, and your word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. This is the word of God. How do we eat it? We eat it by meditating upon it, speaking it, and it becomes our thought life. Jesus, oh, that word. 1 Peter 1 and 8, it says, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Speaking of the word of God, you gain that word, you gain access to him. There is health in the scriptures. Psalms 107 and 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them of their destructions. His word, wow, man, his word is healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. We have a local ministry, Oasis International. It is a healing and deliverance ministry. And that means that whatever is ailing you, God's word will deliver you. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow the teaching of the word of God. Many of you are sitting here with me every Sunday at 11 and 4 Eastern Standard Time, or whenever you listen to this on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or America Out Loud, you are listening because God has attracted you here so that you can hear what he has for you today. But it's not just today. It becomes a way of life. And thank you so much for your comments, because there is healing and deliverance in the word of God. Another favorite scripture is Proverbs 4. Yes, I have a number of favorite scriptures. But Proverbs 4, 20 and 20 through 22 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What part of your flesh is hurting? The word of God is a healer. Oh, yes, he can heal that too. The doctor did what the doctor did based on their education and their knowledge, based on the x-rays, the blood. You see, they have to have all of that in order for you to have an educated guess at what the diagnosis might be, because they are practicing medicine. God bless them. I have Christian doctors. I have Christian doctors who understand that they do their part, God does his part. You do your part, God does his part. And ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you, when you incline, when you pay attention to the word, and you speak the word, you think the word, you will see the manifestation of the word. Again, it's not magic. It's a miracle. This life to those that find them, and it will be health to whatever area is ill in your life. It could be mental illness. Some people are battling diagnoses, right, of mental health issues, diagnoses of bipolarism or ADHD or OCD or whatever it may be. Or you're just stressed and depressed. Regardless of that, the Lord loved you so much. He had mercy on you before you were ever born. And he made provisions for his children. What kind of father? Yes, man, an awesome one. That he made provisions for his children before they were ever born and born again. That he looked out for us through sending his son Jesus to die on the cross. He looked ahead and he made provisions for your health, for your deliverance, for your salvation. He made provisions, because salvation is the whole this package. There was nothing left out of that package. When you receive salvation, you receive healing, you receive deliverance, and many people are still stuck. So he wants to unstick you, my friend. Ephesians 5 and 26 says that he was sanctified and cleansed us with the washing of the water by his word. He's washed us. He's made us clean through the word of God. Yes, we've been sanctified through truth. The word is truth in John 17:17. Sanctification for the believer is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that every day we're being sanctified. We're being separated unto him. We go from one level to another, hearing God's word from one level to another. The way I heard him 10 years ago has shifted. 5 years ago, it has shifted because he's speaking to me from a different place. You who are parents, as your children mature, you begin to speak to them from a different place. You can't treat your 21-year-old like they're 2 years old, or you're going to have a problem, a child who won't come home for Christmas ever, right? You can't treat your 8-year-old like a 21-year-old, or you're going to have a problem. The law will be in your house. So there's a way God begins to manifest his goodness to us on different levels as we mature in him, because he doesn't want us to stay stuck. He wants us to grow. So if you've gotten lukewarm, if you feel stuck, if you're going through any of the things that have been described to you today, I want you to know that there are answers hidden in plain sight, treasures in an earthen vessel, in the word of God. Let me pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this people. We thank you for these listeners around the world. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for how you're using the CEO and to manifest your goodness and grace and mercy around the world. We speak a word of healing and deliverance. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were already healed. Who in his own self, Father, that was Jesus who took that. He was wounded for our transgressions, Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we've already been healed. And we own that today. We own healing for every listener. We own healing for every person. We command ears to be unstopped, eyes to be healed, migraines to go. We command arthritis to loose and let go. Cancer, spirit of cancer, loose this people and let them go in Jesus' name. We command any blood diseases to be healed now in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. We command even those who have broken hearts. He binds the broken hearts. He set the captives free. Thank you, Lord, for healing the broken hearts from divorce, separation, child custody battles in the name of Jesus. Thank you for peace that passes understanding. Financial difficulties. We command the spirit of poverty to go, the thief that has come to kill, steal, and destroy, to loose his hold from over God's people and to go in Jesus' name. And we prophesy healing and deliverance in the airways, wherever they may be, across social media, sitting in their homes, listening in their cars. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for being a part of today's intentional and this faith-based Out Loud radio broadcast. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye.